All right. We're not in. You're listening to the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger. Glad to have you along for today's journey. We're going to jump in here in just a moment, but I want to make sure that you're engaged. Hey, streaming live out on Facebook. Always having fun. Hello. We out there. We try to engage you in today's show and in many ways as we possibly can. So again, following along. But Ron, I don't see you. Well, that means you're not following along on Facebook. That means you're not over at Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. If you are and you were, you'd be seeing my ugly mug right about now talking to you saying, hello, once again. Streaming live out on Facebook. Yeah, it's kind of funny because I'm seeing myself talking into the microphone. But anyway, hey, we're moving along. We're shaking and baking today. Listen. Please stay engaged with the show. Some things are coming up. I'll talk about some changes, some things that are occurring, where we're rocking, where we're rolling, where we doing, how we making all this happen. But today, I need you engaged. I need you participating in today's discussion. I need you listening. I need you jumping in. I need you chiming in. Listen, 713-785-1817. 713-785-1817. Hey, you can also text on the Motivational Transitions text line, 281-892-1972. That text line again, 281-892-1972. Why? Because today this term engagement keeps popping up, and we want to engage you today on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, we'll be right back. You hear the music? We're going to run to a break. I don't run much, but we're going to run to a break. We'll be right back.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more. 800-819-8315. 800-819-8315. 800-819-8315. That's 800-819-8315.
This is Business 1110.
And we're back. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, your host, Ron Clear. Always excited to be rocking with you here today and every Thursday. Here on Business 1110 KTEK, home of Bloomberg Business Radio, here in H-Town in Houston. Hey, listen, today we're going to talk today. We're going to dial in a topic that just, and I put this on the promo, the word that just keeps popping up everywhere. I had it in an email. I have it on LinkedIn when I'm scrolling through LinkedIn. It's on social media galore, gaggle, Google, however you want to moogle. I just made that up as I went along. Who knows what that means? My point being is, the word engagement, no, and I'm not saying, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it, engagement. I'm talking about being engaged in the work that you do. I'm talking about your career. Hey, the purpose of this show is to bring information, tools, and resources to the airwaves that helps you unleash your career and your business. And to be blunt, that unleashes the life that you live and the life that you lead. So why does this term engagement keep popping up? Well, listen here, ladies and gentlemen. The stats that are out there, and just go out. All you have to do is go out and Google employee engagement, and there will be a plethora. Yes, that is a $10 word, ladies and gentlemen. A myriad, that's a $12 word, of resources that point to all of this thing about engagement. What is it? Why does it keep popping up? Well, I have an idea. I just want to see if you have a cliffhanger, if you're hanging along right there. The idea that I've got as to why it keeps popping up is because we're not engaged enough in what we do. Now, what? and I use these alter egos here. The Dunkin' Donuts guy, of course, not a sponsor, but would love to have him. I use my favorite character, well, alter ego character. My favorite character from Winnie the Pooh is Tigger. Boing, boing. That's kind of where I bounce around all day long. But Eeyore, oh, it's me. Time to go to work today. Hey, if that's how you approach your day, then newsflash. Newsflash, you have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. If you're not engaged in the work that you're doing, if you're not waking up saying, whoo, I got a little pep in my step. Hey, little Ric Flair, whoo, two clap. Right? If we're not engaged in what we're doing, then here's the question. Why are you doing it? Why are you doing the work that you're doing? Now, some people are going to come out and say, right, well, we all got to work. I understand that. But my real, down to the core, straight to the heart of the matter, is this. If you're not engaged in the work that you're doing, how good is the work that you're contributing? Are you productive? You see, last week, if you go out to unleashedradiohour.com, you can go follow along. The show is out there. I put out there, look, this negativity is killing us. It's drowning in it. So if we're going to be productive, we need to be positive. If we're going to be productive, we need to be engaged. They relate to one another. Novel concept here. Put a theme together on the show, Ron. But listen, this is the key that I'm trying to get to you. If you are not engaged, and when I'm, you know, hey, look, there's going to be things where I'm getting fired up in here, Andy. I can't even sit still here. If you're not going to be engaged in the work that you're doing, then why are you doing that work? You know, and okay, I've aired this out there before. We know this if you followed along at all with the show. You know this. You know I've got two man crushes. One of them keeps popping up with some great work. Man, and if he's listening, hey, brother here, I'm more engaged in the work that you do, and I'd love to follow along. If I can help you, please let me, and love to have you on the show. And that is Marcus Buckingham. You see, I get updates of things that he's working on, and I really, 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 the man crush comes from pure admiration. It comes from the work that he's put out there to make a difference in the world, to help everybody bring the best of them to each day, to every task, to what it is that they do. And see, that's the purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not here because, well, I do like to talk. Let's just be real. I do. But I truly want to try to do what I can to help make a difference for you. This isn't about me. This is what can you do to make a difference with those that you are tasked, your life, and those if you're a leader, a manager, a business owner, that you're tasked with leading, guiding, growing, developing, and supporting. What can you do to unlock, to unleash, and to truly bring out the best in others? See, that's engagement. When people are able to bring the best of them to work, when they don't feel underused, overused, or abused, and they're positively engaged, that's what you're trying to accomplish and achieve. That's what you should want for your work life. You know, everything out there now is this whole work-life balance and telecommuting and all these programmatic initiatives to make employees happy, to make and ensure that they are engaged. Well, that doesn't always equal productivity. Because the fact remains, if you don't like the work that you're doing, and if you don't like the people that you're working with, it doesn't matter if you telecommute. Not those things are going to be an impact on your level of engagement in what you do and how you do it. I'll give you a classic point. Here, you ready? Ready? And I've done this before. I'm going to keep doing it again because it makes sense. And it's easy to do. It's easy for people to see. It's easy for folks to follow. All you got to do, and if you're driving and you're listening on the airwaves while you're behind the wheel, do not attempt this while you are driving. All right? But when you get a chance, or if you're listening to this as a podcast, I've done it before. I'm going to continue to do it. Draw yourself a box. Divide that box horizontally. Draw a line halfway through it. Think about all those people in your workplace that, oh my gosh, I'm just drowning in their negativity. A bunch of Eeyores. Oh, it's me. Don't want to work today. Right? Who are those people? Put those names down below the line. And then who are the people that lift you up, that build you up, that help bring out the best of you, that you just pep in your step. You see the name on the caller ID and you're like, hallelujah. Okay, I can't go high notes. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
May I please have another?
Another.
I see, you know, and the whole point is we're engaged here. We dancing with one another. We having a good time. Well, at least I am. Andy, you having a good time?
Oh, yes.
My point to that is this. If people aren't positively engaged in the work that they do, they will not be productive. They just become another cog in the wheel, that hamster in the wheel of just time to go in, time to go home, time to go in, time to go home, time to make the donuts. You know what? And this shows up in this way. How many of you have actual time clocks for folks that may be hourly employees? Because of federal laws of employment, they're required to punch in and punch out. Here's my point. You want to know who's disengaged? I'll tell you who's disengaged are those folks that line up, because there's going to be a variance to those machines. There always is. Plus or minus 5 or 7 minutes, depending upon the system that you deploy. What do I mean by that? Well, if my stop time is 4 o'clock p.m., then my plus or minus variance is going to be about 3:53 is the first time that I can actually clock out. And if it's a 7 minute variance, I can clock out as late as 4:07 and still maybe not get into that overtime. Right? Here's my point. You know people who are disengaged, or maybe they just had a booger of a day. Who knows? But my point being is, those that are ready to go, they don't get there at 4 o'clock. They probably get there at 3:50. So they can cock out at 3:53. And that's a fact. Because guess what? Hey, I'm just here for the paycheck. You know, things of this, and that models that disengagement. And the problem is that disengagement becomes toxic. And it impacts everybody else around them. So why this term of engagement? Why does this keep popping up? Because, ladies and gentlemen, newsflash. I knew I could count on the little red whistle to not do what it was supposed to do. It's not engaged today. Couldn't have planned it if I tried, but it was perfect. Way to go, little red whistle. My point being is those folks, they negatively impact those people who are engaged in the work that they do. Those people who, and again, see, I'm not trying to be mean, but if we were to stop for just a second and again, go back to your list. Would you make the cut? Are you engaged in the work you do? Are you contributing positively? Are you being productive? Or are you just, oh crap, that was my notes for the show. Are you just shuffling and crumpling papers every day thinking that that's what you're supposed to be doing? My whole point to this is, ladies and gentlemen, engagement matters. And Gallup comes up with three little ways. You know, you get you're engaged, you're disengaged, and you're actively disengaged. You know, and we can all go through those definitions. Those engaged individuals are those willing to go the extra mile, willing to step up. They're typically those people first there, last to leave, that are always positively contributing. They're passionate about the work they do. They're seeking to how they can bring the best of them every day. They ask questions on what can I do, how can I help, what ownership, accountability, versus people that are disengaged. Well, that ain't my job. Doing the bare basics, the bare minimum. Now, listen, bare minimum, listen. I get it. If they pay me the same rate here as they pay me the same rate there, why am I going to do anything extra? Well, I don't know. It may be a promotion down the line. It may be helping your team to be successful. And if your team's successful, then my goodness, what means it? Oh, you might be successful. No, I'm not saying everybody's got to be an all-star. I'm not saying everyone's got to contribute to the utmost highest level. But by good googly goo, you must create and foster a culture of engagement in the workplace if you're going to be successful. People who come in complaining, and again, we did that whole, hey, leave the drama for your mama because we don't have it here, right? Leave it. It's not a part of the workplace. How do we get solutions? People who are engaged do so positively. Imagine that. People who are positively engaged, guess what, are productive and contribute positively. Why does this mean a hill of beans today, Ron? You may be scratching your head thinking, okay, Ron, you're yelling into the microphone. You're getting all enamored and fired up. Yeah, I am getting fired up. Because how many times have you run into a situation where you are a quote-unquote user, a customer, a client, and the person that is there to help you do whatever it is you're trying to do could care less? You see, it only takes that negative experience one time. One negative experience can turn away a customer for a lifetime. Why does engagement matter? Because if people aren't willing to solve the problems positively that are before them, and they just want to squawk, 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 ran, 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 complain, 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 wah, 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 then guess what? The wambulance has left the building, and so has your business. Yes, I did just say the wambulance. But think about it. People who do nothing but complain, what does that do for the overall psyche of your team and your group? Versus people that lift you up, people that try to build you up, people that bring energy, incitement, and passion and engagement to what they're doing. Oh, yeah, there's that engagement word again. No, and I'm not talking about putting a ring on it. I'm talking about how do you unlock, how do you unleash the best of you if you're a team leader or a manager or a supervisor? How do you do that with your team and your team members? Because guess what? It matters. It matters into the overall productivity and performance that you will bring to your career and to your business. Again, hey, this is the people factor, ladies and gentlemen, and it matters in how you unleash that. How do you unleash your people? Well, that's what we're going to continue to talk about here. We're going to run to a quick break. When we come back, we'll dial in some stats, talk some more about employee engagement.
You're invited to St. Catherine Drexel Church Bazaar Sunday, October 16th from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall, 22892 Mack Washington Lane in Hempstead. Barbecue dinner served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., live auction 1 to 6. There's a raffle drawing following the live auction and several games and food booths, plus a silent auction. Come out and support St. Catherine's so they can burn the note. For more information, go to skdcc.com or call 979-826-2275.
Hey, this is Mark Conley from the Big Money Big Daddy Show on KTEC Business 1110 Radio, Thursdays at 1 p.m. We here at Wealth Design Group are inviting you to attend our awesome engaging coaching event where we will be asking you the question, is your money manager a sociopath and what can you do about it? It's going to be at 6:30 in the evenings at Papa Do's on October 20th. For more information or to RSVP, text the keyword DADDY to 72727. Securities Products Advisory Services offered through Park Avenue Securities, a member of FINRA SIPC.
This is Business 1110.
Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity.
Hey, we thank you for taking the opportunity to be engaged here today or on the podcast. Heck, it could be the podcast. On the Unleashed Radio Hour, I am your host, Ron Klinger. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour, heard here on Business 1110 KTEK, streaming live out at unleashedradiohour.com, where all the past shows, information, tools, and resources you can find out about the show, contact me. You got a guest idea, you got a topic idea, bring it. That's what I'm saying, bring it, because that engages you. Hey, I want to continue to engage you with the text line. Let's talk about this engagement topic, 281-892-1972. What engages and how? Who engages you the best? Is it you? Is it someone? Is it your leader, your manager? Is it the work that you do? What are those factors of engagement that truly bring out the best of you? You see, I think we have a problem here that we've manifested for ourselves. I just posted out, and if you're following along on Facebook, you see my ugly mug out at Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook because I'm streaming live currently. You can go out, check out the past videos, see who this crazy man is that's on the other side of the microphone. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, because I am crazy and too legit to quit because we keep working it. And that's the goal that I've got here today. And listen, I'm trying to give you information, trying to give you resources. And look, I just put out there, and again, this goes to my man crush, Marcus Buckingham, one of two. All right, one of two. Bonus points if you can aim the second one. All right, one of two. But here's my point. The question, what do you love? What do you truly love doing on a day-to-day basis? You know, and one of the things that went out there that I saw recently, and I'm giving full credit to Marcus, he put a video out there, said, let's be 11 again. Now, I've linked to that out there on Unleashed Radio Hour out on Facebook. And yes, bro, you get the extra bonus points, but I'm not going to air that on the airwaves. Hey, point being is, listen to this. You know, do you love what you do? Are there parts of your job that you don't? And I'm sure that they're you're never going to have 100% satisfaction out of every aspect. There's going to be some things that you loathe. But my hope is that you have found a calling, that you have found work, that you have found a way that you can engage in work that brings out the best of you each day, at least the majority of the time. Now, there's certain work I just ain't going to do. It just ain't going to happen. Never, no matter what. Not gonna do it. Wouldn't be prudent at this time. Right? Follow that one along back in the history and the lore of politics, which I'm not even going to get into today. Can't even believe I even said that nasty P word. But here's my point to pop to the matter. What are you passionate about? You know, and just a great little video clip I put out there, link to it out on Facebook, shared that out there at Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook, and it's Let's Be 11 Again by Marcus Buckingham. Just a little something that takes us back to when you were 11, what were the activities that you just lost total track of time? You just, now, not just like, oh, skateboarding, as he says in his and other things, but things that you really got passionate about, things that just you were naturally inquisitive to. What grabbed your attention? What pulled you in one direction and or another? You see, and those are the things that we must pay attention to. Those are the things that we need to follow along with and to understand and to process. Because if you're going to wake up day in and day out, put on your pants, get on your shoes, walk out the door, drive to work, do what you do, you're literally exchanging your time for money. That's the intent and purpose of a job, right? Time for money. What happens if you're getting paid, but it's not necessarily exchange of time because you're passionate about what you're doing? You care. There's a visceral connection to the work that you do day in, day out. It's not a J to the O to the B to make the M-O-N-E-Y. It's deeper than that. It's richer than that. That's where you find people who are engaged. That's where you find a culture of engagement in the workplace. Oh, how do you know if you've got a culture or not? Some people don't like him, but I'm like, you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crazy as a leader if you aren't willing to engage in an employee engagement survey. And it just so happens that the Unleashed Radio Hour is the media partner to 101 best and brightest companies to work for. Yes, we are. Go out to unleashedradiohour.com, click on the partners link. You can also go out to 101, again, 101, bestandbrightest.com, and get involved, get engaged. If you want to, hey, contact me. I am on the advisory board as well. Look, we are trying to get the word out because the whole philosophy, think about this, better business, richer lives, stronger communities. We don't need stronger communities in society today. I don't think that we have any issues in society at all that would bring us together as a race, as a common human being species to be better to one another. Yeah, I'm on that positivity kick just a little bit. So listen, go out. I'm trying to pour out the resources for you. Trying to lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. And if you don't drink, you may get thirsty because you guess what? You're going to be living on a prayer.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Owing money to the IRS is terrifying, especially when you're fighting alone. It's David versus Goliath, and at any moment they can take your paycheck, seize everything you own, and even throw you in jail. At U.S. Tax Shield, we can immediately stop the harassment and get you protected, while our experienced team of tax experts work on significantly reducing what you owe. Our IRS insiders know the laws and can take full advantage of the government's new Fresh Start initiative. This crucial knowledge can reduce your debt in ways you never imagined. In fact, these strategies have saved U.S. Tax Shield's clients nearly $3 million in in 2016 alone, and we have an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. Fighting alone is expensive and leaves you completely exposed to the IRS's aggressive tactics. But you can end the anxiety with one simple phone call. If you owe over $10,000 or have unfiled returns, call U.S. Tax Shield now and learn about our price protection guarantee. The call's completely confidential, free, and there's no obligation. Call 800-997-5308. That's 800-997-5308. 800-997-5308.
This is Business 1110.
Yeah. Hey, some people like the bumps for this show. I do. The music in between commercials. Hopefully it engages the best of you, which is what we're trying to do here today on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Again, your host, Ron Klinger, always rocking along, always rolling with you here. Hey, text line is open. The Motivational Transitions text line is open at 281-892-1972. That text line again is 281-892-1972. Text us today. Hey, I want to know, how do you get engaged in the work that you do? What is it about the work that you do that engages the best of you? Put it out on the text line. I want to hear from you. I want to know what y'all are thinking. Oh, wait a minute. That's a whole other song. Tell me what's on your mind. I really want to know. Sounds like a song, huh, Andy? Hey, but as we continue to move along, we're talking about this issue of engagement. So why in Sam's Hill, or Towels Hill, or however you are, this is going to be going away here in Houston. Hey, why does this matter? Why does this matter? I don't know. If you go out, go search Gallup employee engagement, and they've got a whole page dedicated to this topic. They've got a lot of different feeds. They've got a lot of different data points, and it's all to talk about this factor of engagement. You know, when I scroll through here, you know, one of the crazy things, profit increase for many strengths-based workplaces, meaning they use strengths philosophies of finding the positive, the good, the right in people to engage that in work, produces a profit of 29%, an increase in 29. Wait, you want to make, you mean you're going to be in business to make money? Novel concept. We need to alert the press, ladies and gentlemen. Businesses are in the business of making money. And how do you make money? Oh, time out. That's why I do this show. That's why, because without the people, novel concept, without the individuals contributing to the organizational mission goals and strategies that are present, you ain't gonna make no money. You ain't gonna make no money. You need people to do that. Well, I'm here to say they better be positively engaged. Why do I say that? Oh, I don't know. Because the cost of disengagement, as estimated by Gallup, is anywhere from $250 to $300 billion a year. You're like, what do you mean? How does disengagement cost? Oh, I don't know. I'm going to call in sick, product recalls, lawsuits, lack of productivity, theft. Do we need to keep going? Those are aspects that show up in the workplace that negatively cost an organization mucho dinero. No, not Robert De Niro. That's a movie. Anyway, point being is, according to Gallup, in organizations that seek to find the best in others or their strengths and engage them in a strengths-based workplace increases productivity by 29%. Now, I don't know about y'all, but guess what? I think that's important. What is this other piece about engagement? Oh, I don't know. Had a phone call today that I had an opportunity to visit with someone I'm going to help support here later this month with how do we engage our people? Specifically, how do we engage millennials? That's popping up everywhere. So according to Gallup, ironically, the number is the same. But if we go out, and this is in the Business Journal, this is from August, few millennials are engaged at work. Few millennials are engaged at work. Millennials differ in significant ways from other generations, yet they share basic employee needs with older workers. Millennials, understanding them is a first step towards engaging them. According to Gallup, guess what? Millennials who are engaged in their jobs, 29%. Wait a minute, 29%. That means, are you serious? 71% of millennials are not engaged in their work? That's lower than the national average. Uh-oh, wait a minute. And they're going to take over the workplace? Whoo! You better get dancing to find ways to engage millennials. Today we'll talk why when we come back after this break. Yeah.
For many Americans, owning your own business is a dream come true. And many business owners rely on help from others to reach their potential. That's where SCORE comes in. With more than 12,000 volunteers ready and willing to help businesses succeed.
SCORE is a nonprofit organization where we provide free business consulting services to people who want to start a business already in business.
For nearly 50 years, SCORE mentors have been helping businesses get off the ground, achieve their goals, and realize their dreams.
What's even better than dreams is making a dream come true.
Come join us and help tomorrow's business success stories unfold today. Your advice and expertise can make all the difference in the world.
I believe one person can make a difference.
Small business owners need you.
Volunteer your expertise. You've got it. Share it.
Volunteer your expertise today at score.org.
This is Business 1110.
All right, we're back. We rocking and rolling. We're moving along here today on the Unleashed Radio Hour. Hey, we jumping in with both feet and all we can do to talk about this. I believe it's actually an epidemic of employee engagement of epidemic proportions. What do I mean by that? Too many employees are either disengaged or actively disengaged in the work that they do. That creates problems, issues. You lose customers. You lose clients. You lose business. You go out of business. That impacts the economy in your region, your area. Now there aren't people to have jobs. That impacts the unemployment. Do I need to keep pointing down the road as to why employee engagement matters? I hopefully you're a smart listening audience. You get it. If people aren't engaged in the work that they do, they're not contributing positively, they're not being productive, therefore it becomes a negativity. People don't want to be around other negative people, other negative impacts, lack of customer service. I mean, case in point, I use this analogy all the time. Think of your favorite restaurant, your favorite meal at that favorite restaurant, but the service absolutely stinks. Do you give them a second chance? Maybe, because you really, really, really may like the food. But if you consistently and repeatedly go back to your favorite restaurant for your favorite meal, and the service is terrible, the environment is terrible, the culture is bad, you will stop going no matter how much you love the food. Plain and simple. Or you may seek out another, let's just say it's a branch restaurant or a franchise restaurant. You may seek out the same or another to go get it, but you know, it's just not the same as my hometown. Not the same as the one that I prefer to go to. So you just may stop altogether, and they may have just lost your loyalty. See, the same thing applies to employees. If employees consistently go into a workplace where the culture is negative, where people aren't engaged, where they're not engaged positively, where managers and leaders are not stepping up the game to positively engage those that they're tasked with leading, guiding, growing, developing, supporting, and engaging, then people are going to walk. People are going to walk, regardless of generation. However, one of the interesting aspects is Gallup completed a huge study on how millennials want to work and live. And it's out there. You can find it. Now, if you want to spend the $500 to get the full report, you can do that. Or you can get the free abbreviated version, which is what I did. But, you know, they give this synopsis of some of these statistics that impact the millennials, which some of which I'm going to reiterate and have an experience. If you want to know more about the millennials coming into the workplace, then do me a favor. Go out to TD for Training Development, TDHouston.org. That's for the Association of Training and Development. For talent development in Houston. I am doing a presentation, freebie, open to the public, free, on October 18th at 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Las Haciendas off the Gulf Freeway. But you can go out. This is sponsored through CTN Southeast. The title of the session is The Millennials Are Coming, and they are. By all estimates, by the year 2025, 75% of the workplace will be comprised of those of the millennial generation. Boomers are exiting stage right. Xers were too small of a generation. Whoosh! Influx of millennials. So what is it that we need to know and understand? Well, first of all, you better find out ways to positively engage. I don't care what generation, all of your workers. But the thing is understanding the uniqueness and the needs. And in this report, one of the things that was revealed, and I already talked about it, 29% of millennials are engaged at work. The remaining 71%, either they're not engaged or they're actively disengaged. Now, that should scare the crap out of you. Why? Because if they're responsible for fixing or ordering or making sure that you get any employee is disengaged, not just a millennial, any disengaged employee can negatively impact you if they're providing a service, product, or good to your livelihood of what happens. Disengagement is not a positive thing. It's bad. Mooey mall, however you want to articulate it. But if there's 71% are not engaged at all, that's where we have a problem. And that number has held true for several years now. But what's interesting in this survey that comes out is 6 in 10, so 60% of millennials say that they're open to different job opportunities, which means, oh, by the way, they're looking. They want to be engaged. If you don't engage them, they will leave, which leads to the next stat and data point, which is 50%, only 50%, plan to be with their company 1 year from now. Now, this is Gallup. They interviewed millions of individuals and millennials around the globe, and these are what they're finding out, not only here in the United States, but globally. That loyalty factor doesn't play unless individuals are engaged. So Ron, what I got to do to get them engaged? Most importantly, they want to grow and develop. They also want to know what's expected of them, right? And so when we start talking about, hey, if we go back, and I've talked about this on previous shows at unleashedradiohour.com, you can click on the podcast link, you know, and the millennials are coming. Part of the challenge with millennials is, and I'm trying to be generous here because it's very difficult for me to carte blanche cover an entire generation with some statements. I'm not trying to stereotype, but there's data and research out there that points in this direction. Most, not all, but a significant portion of millennials have had baby boomer parents who have managed their lives from day one. Helicopter parents, did a session on that. All the stuff is relating that I've done for the last month. It all relates and points to this epidemic of engagement. One of the things that is critical is because their lives have been micromanaged or managed by their baby boomer parents, not that they can't do, they can. They've just never had to. What do I mean by that? How many young people actively go out and seek summer work or employment opportunities? Or are they floating on mommy and daddy's dime and time? Just go to any high school in your area. Inner city, you probably will not see this. And that's not an indictment. That is just a statement of fact. But go out into the burbs. And you're going to find in most high school parking lots, young people ages 16 to 18 driving vehicles that are worth more per volume per capita than most working adults own. Because moms and dads made sure that Johnny and Susie get that vehicle that they want. If you don't believe it, go take a look and see, right? You know, this whole thing about leveling up and doing and being and this whole level of engagement by parents is part of my humble opinion why there's a disengaged youth generation entering the workforce. They don't have their own goals. They don't have their own awareness of self. They don't know what's important to them. Or if they do, that may have been dampened by what mom and dad expect them to do. You will do this. You will do this. I am paying the bill. Therefore, you shall. That doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen. Doesn't work anymore than, hey, Ron, we've got this goal that we want you to accomplish. It has absolutely zero meaning to me whatsoever. I'm not, why would I work hard for something or extra effort when has no relative point to what I want to accomplish, achieve, or do? You know, and one of the things that, again, there's tons of data in this report, but I'm just trying to break it down on the real today. And the reality is, if we don't work to help unleash the best of our young folks, if we don't work to help them go through a process of self-discovery, to understand who am I, what's important to me? What are my interests? How does my personality fit the work that I might want to do? And what are my strengths? And then how does that all align the VIPs to the decisions I'm going to make? Then they are probably not going to be positively engaged in the work that they're going to do. It's that simple. Now, what happens? Let's just take a real quick journey in the rearview mirror backwards. You know, if we go back to the 60s and the 70s, work was work. You didn't hear people back then talking about, oh, well, I hope you have a nice work-life balance. I really, truly hope that, no, companies and employers generally didn't really care too much about what you as the employee thought as to what you, the employee, wanted. It was, we're the employer, you're the employee, do the work, move along, nothing else to see here. It's below your pay. That's below your pay grade. You're on a need-to-know basis, son, and you don't need to know. And that's an artifact that comes through the generation before. That comes an artifact of way that our society has looked at work over time. But that is different today. That is different today. And part of the case is most people didn't. The game changed in and around the mid to late 70s and into the 80s, where all of a sudden this huge push. You must go to college. College is the key to success and attainment of financial stability. What's the largest debt line in the United States right now of where accrued debt occurred? It's in student loans. How out of that workforce? The only thing that I see that it's done is it's lined the pockets of all those companies that have issued or put the money behind those notes. Who was that? Oh, I don't know. Boomers. Anyway, moving forward, as I continue to digress, it matters as to how we engage. See, people that oftentimes they might have been victims of their own circumstances. Maybe they started in a job and then life happened and they had to stay in that job and they had to continue doing that job until they retired. Well, that loyalty there, that need there has changed. It is a personal journey that we all must take. It all starts with us as an individual saying, what and how can I get the most of what I'm doing and fully be engaged in what it is that I'm doing? It takes a willingness of managers, leaders, and supervisors to sit down and have a meaningful conversation about how do we bring out the best in you. Not barking out orders and commands. Not barking out, I am higher than you because I have the title and you don't. And then a boo-boo. That often we have seen. It's how do you create a culture where people can bring the best of them to work every single day. That's the man crush on Marcus. That's what he seeks to try to do in all the work that he does. And I'm on board drinking the Kool-Aid. It's actually water in studio, but that's another story for another day. It matters. It truly does make a difference in the lives of everybody around you, your family, your coworkers. Are you engaged in the work that you do? And if you're not, then you have to ask yourself some really difficult questions, some challenging questions. Why? Why am I not engaged? What are the struggles? What are the challenges? What can I do? What can I activate? How can I take ownership of my career? How can I unleash my business? What is it that I, a lot of I statements, not, oh, they, or why aren't they? Yeah, go back, listen to my friend of the show here, John Miller. Go back out to the podcast on QBQ, Question Behind the Question. Talks about personal accountability. Yeah, we may deal with a little bit of that here lately. That would be really good in our society. But the whole point that I'm trying to get across is in your career and your business, you are in the driver's seat. You have to take ownership and responsibility for what needs to take place. You have to go out and own it. Don't expect it. Don't believe that you're entitled. You know, this entitlement mentality is going to put us back decades. Decades. Well, I deserve this, or I deserve bologna sandwiches. And you could take the initials of that and use it however you want, right? Or as a good friend of mine says, bovine feces. Had to use that one. Hey, don't think that hasn't been sitting there. Start. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
That's one of Andy's favorites. Hey, but look, it matters, folks. I keep saying it over and over and again. And it starts with you, the listener. It starts with you. Are you engaged? It starts with you. Are you truly able to bring the best of you and what you do every day, all day to work? Or are you forced to work in an environment where the best of you drowns, where the best of you never gets to show up, where the best of your team doesn't get to show up in your organization, and now we're just punching a time clock. Whatever that variance is, by golly, I know it. I'm clocking out right at it, and I'm gone, and I don't care about this place, no what, no how. Peace! Yeah, see, guess what? Hey, that is a danger zone. That is where that disengagement will not positively impact your business, and it's going to hurt. Same as your career. So the question is, are you engaged?
Salem Media Group of Houston is seeking an experienced outside salesperson to sell terrestrial and digital advertising on our three radio stations. The person must be able to effectively identify businesses that have an affinity for conservative audiences and be able to develop and oversee the execution of multifaceted ad campaigns using traditional and digital radio products. Candidates must present high level of oral and written communication skills with the ability to understand and explain radio and how it compares to other media. Copywriting experience is preferred. Candidates are expected to produce new revenue opportunities using media knowledge, the ability to excel in a fast-paced environment, and their ability to work with a variety of clients in a consultative sales process. We offer draw against commission. Draw amount is commensurate with experience, full benefits, including dental, vision, and 401k. Salem Media Group is an equal opportunity employer. Send your resume to General Manager Chuck Jewell at chuckj@kkht.com.
This is Business 1110.
We jamming here in the studio. We turning it down for you today. Hey, we bringing it. We're bringing the energy. We're bringing the engagement. Hopefully you've been engaged, dialing along, following along. Look, the purpose and the mission is real. I don't want you waking up each day saying, woe is me, time to go to work today. And look, hey, the classic statement on awareness, I'm only able to control that which I am aware of. That which I am unaware of controls me. Awareness empowers me. My key to that is, are you personally aware of what it takes to engage the best of you, that you can get to and bring the best of you to work each day? If not, then you need to spend some time trying to figure that out. If you are a manager or a leader of others, then you need to figure out what can you do to positively engage those around you. What is your responsibility in that engagement process? And it absolutely matters. Just like I said, here's what, and if you don't think that it matters, do me this little social experiment. Pay attention right now in your media, in your stream, on your Twitter feed, on your Facebook wall, out online, wherever your presence is, whatever you read. And I want you to take a note of how many times you see the word engagement. I'm not talking about the getting engaged to get married. I'm talking about it in the essence and as it relates to employee engagement, to individual engagement, to volunteer engagement, to whatever the case might be. And I want you to pay attention to that. I want you to see, like I see, how often it's popping up. I want you to see the epidemic that it is that's growing. That if we don't start to work in companies and in our businesses and in our organizations, and we don't put employee engagement as something that is a strategic, critical area of attention, then you're going to have a problem. Because you're not going to have the people. They're going to go find ways and places to get engaged. Which, hey, is your right to do. But I know enough people who run enough businesses where if there's a constant door of recruitment and hiring, progress stagnates, productivity stagnates, you go backwards far, far, far many more steps than you can ever progress or move forward. Why? Because you're constantly retraining. You're constantly retooling. And then, oh, guess what? Then they leave. And you just trained that person for the last 24 months, the last 2 years, and now they're out the door because you just developed their skill set so that they can level up to the next position. Well, why didn't you level them up in the next position? Why didn't you work to seek to understand, to know, how do I engage you from the very beginning? How do I make sure that if you're a valued, talented individual in this organization, that we work to keep you? Case in point, ladies and gentlemen, do you have succession plans in place? Are you tracking your talent? Do you know who you want to keep over the next 5 to 10 years and making sure that you engage them positively by which to do so? Oh, if you don't, guess what? Chances are, bye-bye. Bye-bye. They're going to be gone. All the time. It happens. Next thing you know, your all-star's gone, and they can't be replaced. Now you're scrambling. Now you're stuck. All it took was a way to engage them. We're going to come back for our final segment to close out the show. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Here's why. If you call right now and you're a new Dish subscriber, packages start at $19.99 a month for 12 months. That's right, $19.99 a month. Compare that to your cable bill, and the smart choice is to cut the cable and get Dish. Plus, you get all these great TV features, free HD channels, free DVR to record your favorite shows, and free installation. You even get our free Dish Anywhere, so you can take your TV on the go, watching your favorite programs on your smartphone, tablet, or laptop anywhere in the world. I'll say it again, all for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. This is a limited-time 24-month offer you must qualify for, and it could change at any time. So call now.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is Business 1110.
Oh, yeah, a little final countdown as we get into this final segment here. Listen, the reality is this. I hope that I've engaged you today in a topic that truly does matter. I hope I have piqued your interest to go out, to pay attention, to be engaged to the engagement around you. That in your own life, on a scale of 1 to 10, how were you engaged today? How well were you engaged in what you did? How did you show up? What was it that made a difference? What is it? How? You got to pay attention to that stuff, folks. And yes, I get a little fired up on this topic. You see, I guarantee you the following. You know someone who's engaged in their work when you see it, period. Someone who is taking care of business. Someone who is working collaboratively with others. Someone who seeks to find solutions when problems are presented. Someone that positively steps up. A little pep in their step. A little hop in their hip. A little moving, a little shaking, and a little baking, because they're not going to stop until they get done what needs to be done. They're positively engaged. You see, that is what you're seeking to find for each and every single one of you out there listening today. That's what I'm working to do here with the Unleash Radio Hour. That's what we continue to try. Hey, like I shared, I've got a training session that I'm coming up free here in the Houston area to attend. Go out to ATD, which is the Association for Talent Development. It's the Houston chapter. Go out to T as in talent, D as in development, Houston.org, TDHouston.org. Search the events. The Millennials are coming. Taking place October 18th. From 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Las Haciendas. Free to attend. Come on out. Join the other 1920 people that are already going to be there. We'll talk more about the millennials. We'll talk about engagement. We'll talk about more of why this matters to you. But before I go, I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for being a part of the show and everything that takes place here on the Unleashed Radio Hour. It matters. I hope that I've been able to bring information to you that will help you unleash your career and business and truly make you think about what's in it for you. And I say that, you know, that what's in it for me, the whole nine yards and all of that stuff. But listen, the reality is this, and this is what you need to know, and this is what you need to assess in your current organization. This is what you need to assess and understand if you're a manager or a leader. I have used this quote before. It's from Jim Goodnight, and it's a fact that's just going to hold true for a very long time. And you need to understand that with you. You need to understand that if you've got employees, if you've got other individuals. And look, you ready? Treat employees like they make a difference, and they will. You know, very simple statement. Treat employees like they make a difference, and they will. The engagement level is critical. It matters. If you're not out there trying to work and to bring the best that you can bring every day, and if you're a manager or leader, bring out the best in others, then it's going to be a rough road, ladies and gentlemen. And that's not what we want. We want positivity. Stay connected. Come back next week. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. Until next time, see ya!